This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Eddie Mair.
Welcome to the programme. This is The Sound live from Washington. Throughout the programme, we will bring you coverage of the inauguration of Joe Biden as US president. As I speak, the serving president, Donald Trump, is climbing down the stairs of Air Force One for the last time with Melania at his side. He's waving. He's landed in Florida, where he will spend this inauguration not, as is the tradition, going back many decades, not at the side of the incoming president. At the Capitol building in the last few moments, his vice president, Mike Pence, and his wife, Karen, have arrived. All the living former presidents are there on the Capitol, ready for the ceremony, which will begin in the next few minutes. Live coverage here on LBC. Now, reporting from Washington, Simon Marks.
Eddie, in a large number of ways, what we're about to witness here will make history, and some of it not necessarily for positive reasons. But let's start with the good news. There is going to be a peaceful transfer of power here. We can now say that assuredly. 11 weeks after Donald Trump falsely started claiming the election was rigged, 2 weeks after his violent supporters launched an assault on the congressional building that left 5 people dead. The president, he is still president at the moment, has left Washington, heading to his new life in Florida. He departed the White House shortly after 8 a.m., the wistful commentary coming from Fox News.
He's making this final walk to Marine One. He will get on many more helicopters in his lifetime, but he will never get on Marine One again, Will.
There he is, turning around, looking at the White House for the last time as president. And Melania has a very Audrey Hepburn look. It's not lost on me that she is wearing black.
And it wasn't lost on me that she never glanced back at the building, not even a fast look as she boarded the helicopter. They landed minutes later at Andrews Air Force Base, where a small crowd of supporters awaited them. There was evidence over the last few hours that the White House had difficulty recruiting people to attend. But the Trump family was there, lined up alongside the stage, and in the case of the president's daughter Ivanka, weeping as her father bade his farewell.
We've accomplished so much together. I want to thank all of my family and my friends and my staff and so many other people for being here. I want to thank you for your effort, your hard work. People have no idea how hard this family worked. They worked, and they worked for you.
Before his arrival, teleprompters had been set up. The president was expected to read a speech gracefully wishing the Bidens, by name, luck in the presidency that lies ahead. But minutes before Marine One touched down at the Air Force Base, the teleprompters were removed. He'd decided to wing it one last time.
The future of this country has never been better. I wish the new administration great luck and great success. I think they'll have great success. They have the foundation to do something really spectacular. And again, we put it in a position like it's never been before, despite the worst plague to hit since, I guess you'd say, 1917, over 100 years ago.
And then his final public pronouncement as President of the United States.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And that was it. To the accompaniment of the Village People's YMCA, still a mystery after all these years, he said personal farewells to members of his family and staff. And then the President and the First Lady climbed the aircraft stairs, one final flight aboard Air Force One, one final journey accompanied by the nuclear football, one final departure from Washington, one final assault on its traditions, as he became the first president in over a century not to participate in his successor's inauguration.
Lord Jesus, you came to reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy.
At precisely the moment Air Force One was reaching cruising altitude, Joe Biden was in church, St. Matthew's Cathedral in Washington, where John F. Kennedy's funeral mass was held. This morning, a mass to welcome a new president to the city. He was joined by Kamala Harris, herself about to make history as the first woman and the first person of Indian and Afro-Caribbean descent to become vice president. And notably, congressional leaders from both parties. Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, and Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader in the House of Representatives, joining the president-elect in church. Both of them a no-show for Donald Trump's send-off. You could feel the power of the presidency hewing in Joe Biden's direction even before he headed to Capitol Hill to take the oath of office. In reality, it all began on Tuesday night, shortly after his arrival in Washington. He attended a ceremony at the reflecting pool at the foot of the Lincoln Memorial and the lighting of 400 lanterns to commemorate the 400,000 Americans who have lost their lives to COVID-19.
To heal, we must remember. It's hard sometimes to remember, but that's how we heal. It's important to do that as a nation. That's why we're here today. Between sundown and dusk, let us shine the lights in the darkness along the sacred pool of reflection. Remember all whom we lost.
There will be much in the hours ahead about the need for the nation to heal, not just to unite in what will be the first national bid to overcome the pandemic, but to overcome the economic crisis it's created, and now the political and national security crisis here caused by President Trump's refusal to accept the outcome of the election and his supporters' determination to view Joe Biden as illegitimate. Once the ceremonies today are over, the new president is planning aggressive immediate action. We're told he will sign 17 executive orders, memoranda, and proclamations, all of them designed to undo what the Democrats argue are some of the Trump administration's worst excesses. At the stroke of a pen, he'll take America back into the Paris Climate Change Accords, back into the World Health Organization, and out of the business of banning people from predominantly Muslim nations from entering the United States. Vice President-elect Kamala Harris talking to reporters on Tuesday.
There is a lot to do. Some would say that ours is an ambitious goal, but we do believe with hard work and with the cooperation and collaboration of the members of the United States Congress that we can get it done.
But she knows expectations management is also going to be key, because the second Air Force One climbed into the sky today and headed to Florida, Democrats all over the country, in person and on social media, celebrated, joyous that the country had survived 4 years of Trump. Their expectations of massive immediate change will be hard in practice for Joe Biden to deliver. With the Senate 50-50, the Democrats did not win the outright majority there they expected. All that lies ahead. But first, the inauguration, the performances, the oaths, the Biden inaugural address. In his final appearance at Andrews Air Force Base this morning, President Trump, in passing, actually found himself telling the truth about something.
We were not a regular administration.
Indeed, they weren't. And Eddie, the question now is whether they were an aberration, an asterisk in history, or a shift in American politics from which there may be no return.
Simon Marks, the build-up to the inauguration itself continues on the Capitol in the last few moments. The Vice President-elect Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff arrived to big cheers. They were formally introduced. They're now with all the other politicians and their families milling, everyone wearing masks, you'll be pleased to hear. They bumped fists with the Obamas. We saw Bill Clinton having a chat with Mike Pence. No one taking their seats at this stage, perhaps because, as always in Washington in January, it's pretty parky. The forecast was for 7 degrees at this moment and partly cloudy, but it's pretty windy, so it feels like it's freezing or below. So people still milling around, not taking their seats. We're standing by for performances from J-Lo, Lady Gaga. We will have poetry, the national anthem will be sung, and of course the Vice President and President will be sworn in, and we will hear the inaugural address. On LBC, you won't miss a thing.
This is LBC.